Well, good morning or good afternoon.
早晨，午安，大家。
I don't even know what my name means.
Apparently, you know.
我都唔知我自己中文名咩意思，或者你知道啊。
Well, praise God.
感谢主。
Maybe talk to my mom.
或者我要问一问我妈妈先得。
Well, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to share God's word to you.
好榮幸可以喺呢度同大家分享神嘅話語。
In the English side, I have been doing a series on during the summer on Leviticus.
On
Leviticus.
喺呢個夏天咧，我喺英文部嗰邊咧就做咗一個系列嘅講道喺利未記。
And if you ever read through Leviticus, it's an interesting book.
如果你有讀過利未記呢，個係一個好有趣嘅一卷書卷。
But the way we look at Leviticus is looking it through the lens of typology.
但我喺呢個利未記嘅時候呢，我就會睇下佢呢個預表嗰方面。
And in order to understand the way we look at it, we need to first understand what biblical typology is.
當我哋睇呢個題目嘅時候，我哋要知道呢個預表個傳統係點樣嘅意思。
Biblical typology is basically anything, something that is in the Old Testament, whether it is a historical event, a thing, or a law in this case.
在看預表的時候，我們會看舊約一些歷史的事情。
So you take something historical in the Old Testament and you correspond it to the New Testament.
那在舊約一些的歷史的事情呢，我們又會找新約有些什麼相應的事情。
And in the New Testament, it is fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
而这些新约的方面的事情呢，是不是会耶稣去应验了这些事情呢？
So, I'll give you an example.
给一个例子。
Look at Moses and the Exodus.
看看摩西和出埃及记。
In the New Testament, Jesus is like Moses, but he's the greater Moses.
在新約耶穌就好像摩西，但是當然他比摩西更大。
And he fulfills the Exodus in a greater way.
他就應驗了出埃及記，但是是一個更偉大的應驗。
So in the same way, we want to look at Leviticus chapter 25 in the same way in that we find typology.
所以在利未記第25章，我們就嘗試找一下有沒有一些在新約的預表。
And how it corresponds to the New Testament.
又如何在同新約有一個相應。
So we begin first by understanding the background.
首先我們來看一下，了解一下個背景先。
Now, any good Bible student will know that you have to know the background before you study.
讀聖經的學生他都知道呢，要了解聖經，首先了解聖經背景。
So what is going on here in Leviticus is,You have the children of Israel who came out of slavery from Egypt.
在利未記之中呢，就講到以色列人佢從埃及出嚟之後，脫離奴僕之後。
And they went through this whole journey.
佢哋就經過一個好長嘅路程。
And they come into the land of Palestine.
嚟到巴勒斯坦呢笪地。
And when they come into the land of Palestine, as children of Israel, they were given land.
作為以色列嘅子民，佢嚟到巴勒斯坦呢，佢哋就得到嗰度嘅土地。
Every single citizen, every single children of God was given land.
每一个子民，每一个神的子民，他们都得到一块一片的地。
And on that land, you can build whatever you want, you can do whatever you want, you can grow whatever you want for your family's well-being.
在他们所分到的地，他可以做任何事，可以起屋，可以去做处理任何。
But there's one important thing that all the children of Israel knew, and that was,
但是有一件很重要的事，每一个神以色列子民都知道的。
Nobody owned the land.
就是他们并不是拥有这块地。
God was the one who owned the land.
神才是那个拥有者。
But the people were the one leasing the land.
那些人只是租用借用那块地。
Leviticus chapter 25 verse 23 says,
利未记25章23节那里说，
The land must not be sold permanently because the land is mine, says the Lord, and you are but aliens and my tenants.
那里说，地不可永埋，因为地是我的，你们在我面前是客旅，是寄居的。
And in this restriction of the year of Jubilee, it tells us this idea of redemption.
在那个希连这个约那里呢就有限制这地怎么赎回。
That even if you go landless, even if you become a slave, at some point in your life, you will become free, you will be redeemed.
这个就是就算那个人是很穷所以他的地就没有了在若干年之后呢他仍然是可以拿回一些东西他仍然可以变成自由身。
So in our text today, we see two typologies.
在这里我们就看到两样的预表。
The first typology we see is the person who is spiritually, no, sorry, the person who is bankrupt and had to sell themselves into slavery.
第一类就是那些人很穷穷到这个地步他要卖自己为奴仆。
And the second typology is the kinsman redeemer.
第二类就是那个至亲的一个赎回的人。
Now, some of us, we live in a time now where some of us are going through financial struggles.
我们有时都会有一个经济的困难。
Maybe you have to foreclose on your home because you're not able to make your payments.
或者你要将间屋交回因为你没钱再供。
Maybe you made some bad trades or some business direction and moves in your company.
或者你在做生意的时候走错了一步。
Or maybe you gambled too much and you owe too much money.
或者甚至你赌博太多输了很多钱。
And you're in a situation where you cannot pay back.
以致你在一个地步你没钱去还。
You are poor.
你很穷。
You are bankrupt.
你破产。
So in this time, the last option you have is the land that God gave you.
在那个时候以色列人最后他们那个的选择就是神给他借给他的那一块地。
And what you would do is you would sell the land and sell yourself as a slave over to somebody who's rich.
他们就会可能要将那个地卖给人甚至将自己卖给别人作奴仆。
Now the typology here is it's connecting to us today.
这个预表也都相应我们今天我们的生活的。
Not speaking of literally financially bankrupt,
不单只是说这个财务上我们很贫困困。
But rather we're speaking of spiritual bankruptcy.
我们却是更加说我们属灵上面的贫困。
What is spiritual bankruptcy?
属灵上的贫乏破产是什么意思呢?
It is where you don't have a relationship with God.
就是你跟神已经再没有一个关系。
You have no desire, no inclination to want to worship God.
你没有那个欲望，没有那个想法去亲近神。
You have no abilities to worship God.
你没有那个能力去敬拜神。
Because you are spiritually bankrupt.
因为你属灵上面已经破产。
And because you are a slave to sin.
因为你实际上已经成为罪的奴仆。
John chapter 8 verse 34.
约翰福音第八章廿四节。
John chapter 8 verse 34 tells us.
约翰福音第八章那里这么说。
Jesus replied, now pay attention to this. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins,is a slave to sin. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin. John chapter 8 verse 34.
Yep.About the pigs.
Jesus replied. John?
Oh, John, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. We do this on purpose, actually. To keep you awake, on the edge of your seat.
John 福音第八章第三十四节，耶稣回答说我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。
So in a sense, when in Leviticus chapter 25 tells us that it is speaking of the one who is poor and they sell themselves into slavery, it is a typology fulfilled in us, in that we sin and we sell ourselves to as a slave to sin. Sin is our master.
所以就是说。利未记嗰度所讲嘅预表就系讲到今日我哋嘅光景，如果我哋系穷困喺属灵上穷困嘅时候，我哋实际上系将自己卖俾罪作奴仆。
So in that sense, we are spiritually bankrupt.
就系嗰个意思，我哋系属灵上面破产。
But there is good news.
不过有好嘅消息。
In Leviticus chapter 25, it tells us, oh sorry,
利未記25章嗰度咁話,
it tells us that after, where verse 48, he retains the right of redemption after he has sold himself. One of his relatives may redeem him.
利未記嗰度講, 就算他被賣到作奴僕, 他的至親可以將他贖回。
An uncle or a cousin or any blood relative in his clan may redeem him.
一個叔伯或者他的表親、他兄弟都可以將他贖回。
So if you are in trouble financially, if you are in trouble in this case spiritually, if you are spiritually bankrupt, there is good news. Somebody can save you.
所以如果你是破產、宿命上面破產，有一個好消息，有人可以將你贖回來的。
And this person, his name is the Kinsman Redeemer.
这个人的名字就是至亲的赎回者。
Now, for the Kinsman Redeemer, in order to save you, the Kinsman Redeemer has to have four qualities.
要这个至亲赎回者能够将你救赎赎回来，他需要符合四个条件的。
The person cannot just show up and then save you and then that's it.
不可以随便找一个人出来就说我要赎回来，不可以这样的。
We see here in Leviticus, there are four requirements.
在利未記我們看到四樣的條件。
The first requirement is that the kinsman must be a near of kin.
第一個條件就是那個人必須一定要是你的至親。
What does that mean?
什麼意思呢?
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
希伯來書第2章
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 to 15 tells us.
第2章第14-15節
Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
希伯來書2章14-15節那裡說，兒女既同有血肉之體，他也照樣親自成了血肉之體，特要藉著死敗壞那掌死權的，就是魔鬼，並要釋放那些一生因怕死而為奴僕的人。
So in order for the kinsman redeemer to save us, he needs to become us.
所以要那個救贖的 能够来救赎我们，他必须亲自成为我们的一份子。
He needs to take on flesh.
他必须成为血肉之躯。
And blood.
有血有肉的。
He needs to understand what we go through.
他必须要明白我们经历的是什么。
He needs to put on all of humanity.
他必须要成为有我们的人性。
True humanity.
是真正真真实实的人性。
So for those of us who struggle with emotions, heartache, frustration, sorrow, joy, happiness, grief.
So
Jesus goes through that too.
所以我們每個人都經歷過開心、不開心、很有困難，這些一切人所經歷的，耶穌基督都需要經歷過。
Jesus was one of us.
耶穌基督就是我們的一份子。
However, there's one exception.
不過, 他有一樣跟我們不同。
He was without sin.
他並沒有罪。
Which leads us to the second requirement.
接著就需要滿足第二個條件了。
The second requirement for the kinsman redeemer is he must be free from the slavery of sin.
這個至親的救贖者，他第二個滿足的條件就是他必須是無罪。
Which makes sense if you think about it.
這個好。 很合理啊,當我們想,
if I was a slave, how can I free another slave?
如果我自己都是一個奴僕,我怎樣去拯救另外一個奴僕呢?
Especially if the price to free someone for slavery is money, and I don't have any money because I'm bankrupt, I'm a slave.
特別是如果要用錢去贖回另外一個奴僕,我自己都是奴僕,我哪有錢呢?
So therefore, we cannot save ourselves. We cannot save one another because we're both slaves.
所以我們不能夠自救，我們不能夠救他人，因為我們都是奴僕。
So it is required that the kinsman redeemer must be free from the slavery of sin.
所以一至亲的救赎者他必须是无罪的。
Which leads us to the second requirement for the kinsman.
就跟着来到另外一个条件。
The kinsman redeemer must have the price of redemption.
就是这个至亲赎回者他必须有那个能够救赎的代价。
He must be rich.
他必须是富有的。
So we ask ourselves,What kind of rich are we talking about?
我们会问了,富有,在哪方面富有啊?
Are we talking about gold, diamonds, and silver?
我们是说金银钻石啊?
And, you know, recently I know a little bit about diamonds.
最近我都认识少少钻石的。
And, diamonds are pretty expensive.
就是很贵的。
But is that what God uses to pay to redeem us?
是不是就是钻石的钱用来救赎的呢?
1 Peter chapter 1 tells us, and I'll paraphrase it, is Jesus uses not corruptible things to redeem us.
在彼得前书那里讲就是耶稣并不是用那些金银去救赎我们。
Those corruptible things are gold, silver, andWell, let's just throw diamonds in there too.
不是用那些可以败坏的东西来救赎我们对似金银钻石。
The world sees gold, diamond, and silver as very valuable and worth a lot.
世人看这些事物为很矜贵。
But Jesus doesn't use those things to redeem us from our spiritual bankruptcy.
但是神不是用这些来救我们从属灵的破产。
Instead, Jesus uses something that is way more infinite in value.
神所用的是比这些超出更多更多的价值。
And that is his incorruptible blood.
就是用他不能够败坏的血。
And his blood is more valuable than anything in this world combined.
他的宝血是比我们世上任何事情加上更要宝贵。
Now I've never been to Hong Kong.
我没去过香港。
But I hear there's a lot of people live a very lavish lifestyle there.
不过我听过香港有好多啲好灿烂嘅生活。
People have really nice cars and houses and all these things.
有好靓屋靓车呢啲乜嘢。
And for me, I look at that and I say, wow, they're rich.
我会话，哇，佢哋好有钱啊。
Man, they must have a lot of wealth.
哇，佢哋梗系好富有啊。
But you take all of that.And you take all the wealth in this world and you combine it together and it does not come close to the wealth of Jesus' blood.
就算将这些有钱人的钱加埋将所有全世界的钱加埋比起耶稣这些都不算什么。
It does not even come this close to how infinite the wealth of Christ's blood is.
比起耶稣宝血刚才所讲的东西甚至不能够同一些同耶稣的宝血相比。
Because in the blood, there is forgiveness of sins, there is joy in the spirit, there is reconciliation, there is faith.
因为在耶稣宝血有救赎的功能，有同使我们同神和好，同埋
reconciliation,
同神和好。
There's joy in the spirit,
有喜乐。
There's faith,
同埋有信心。
And nothing in this world, all the money in this world, cannot buy you that.
全世界钱都不能够买这些。
Cannot buy you the forgiveness of your sins.
不能够买你的救赎。
So therefore, the blood of Jesus is infinitely more valuable than every single thing you put together in this world.
神的宝血，耶稣的宝血，是超远远超乎这个世上所有的一切。
So let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们打开哥林多前书二章
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9
第八第九节
It says here For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ Now pay attention to this Sorry, pay attention to this That though he was rich Yet for your sakeHe became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich.
林后嗰度咁讲，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。嗱，注意以下，圣经嗰度咁讲，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
See, Jesus has all the wealth in the world, in heaven and in earth.
耶稣有晒天上地下一切嘅。
And the wealth is not the wealth that we understand in this world.
呢啲咁嘅一切嘅事物，唔系我哋所明白嘅一啲富裕嘅嘢。
The wealth is the ability to forgive sins, to bring you back to God.
呢个富裕系指佢能够有能力将我哋带翻去神。
To bring you back as a child of God.
去将我哋再一次成为神嘅儿女。
And that through his life, he makes you spiritually rich.
通过耶稣嘅生命，令我哋属灵上再一次成为富足。
So rich, spiritually, that nothing in this world can even compare to.
佢属灵上面可以富足到一个地步，冇一样地上嘅嘢可以同佢相比。
You take the biggest mansion in this world. Last I heard, the biggest mansion was worth some $150 or $170 million.
就算地上最贵嘅一个建筑物，我听讲系成几亿嘅。
So you take that and you compare it to how wealthy you are spiritually in Christ, and it is not a comparison.
就算用呢个咁贵建筑物同你喺属灵上面富足相比，呢啲并唔算乜嘢。
You and Jesus Christ are far more richer.Than anybody in this world,
你同耶稣关系系比任何事情更加宝贵。
Through Jesus Christ, through His blood on the cross, you are made spiritually wealthy.
通过耶稣宝血，我哋变得属灵上面非常非常嘅富足。
And what is that spiritual wealthiness?
呢个属灵上面富足系咩咧
？Forgiveness of sins,
就系赦罪啦。
You are reconciled back to God.
我哋同神有个和好啦。
You have joy in the Spirit.
我哋属灵上有喜乐啦。
And you can have faith.
我哋有嗰个属灵嘅信心。
Have a relationship with God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
同造天地万物嘅神，我哋再一次有个关系。
And nothing in this world can compare.
世上冇一样可以同佢相比。
So number three, the requirement for the kinsman redeemer.
所以至亲呢个救赎者，佢第三个条件咧就系
he must have the price of redemption.
佢必须拥有呢个救赎嗰个代价。
Which leads us to our last requirement.
咁就带到我哋嚟到第四样嘅要求。
Which is probably one of the most important ones.
就系最重要嘅一个要求。
The kinsman redeemer.Must be willing to do it.
呢位至亲嘅救赎者，佢必须系愿意去做。
He can take on flesh.
佢可以做成肉身。
He can be free from slavery.
佢可以唔系奴仆。
He can have the price of redemption, all the wealth in the heavens and the earth.
佢可以拥有世上天上地下所有嘅嘢。
But it does nothing. All these three things does nothing for you and me.
但系以上嗰三样加埋，并唔能够即刻同我哋做到啲咩。
If Jesus does not willingly do it for us,
如果耶稣唔愿意嘅话
，If Jesus does not willingly redeem us from our bankruptcy,
如果耶稣唔愿意将我哋从属灵呢个贫困救出嚟嘅话
，All that stuff means nothing.
頭先嗰三樣嘢唔算得乜嘢。
For us,
對我哋係冇意義。
I think sometimes as Christians,
有時候作為基督徒
，maybe I'm wrong,
或者我未必一定啱嘅。
We often think God has to save us.
我哋有時會諗神佢一定需要救我哋啊。
It's in the Bible, I think.
喺聖經咁講噶嘛。
God owes it to us to save us.
是神他可以说他欠我们的。
But you are wrong.
不过你这么想你就错了。
Because Jesus does not have to save us.
因为耶稣他不是事必要去救我们。
Jesus doesn't have to redeem us.
佢唔係一定話要去救我哋。
He does it because he loves you。
佢咁樣去做係因為佢愛我哋。
He knows you and everything you go through in life。
佢知道我哋喺生命上所經過一切。
And he loves you enough to do this for you。
佢愛我哋，佢係願意為我哋咁樣去做。
Because he loves you。
就係因為佢愛我哋。
Because I think it's important for us to remind ourselves。
我覺得好重要，我哋要時時提醒。
That God saves you。
神救我哋。
Because he wants to。
因為神佢想咁樣做。
Not because you deserved it。
唔係我哋做咗啲咩值得咁樣做。
Not because you earned it。
唔係我哋係賺取到神咁樣做。
But because he loves you for who you are。
而係神愛我哋。
And he sees how spiritually bankrupt you are。
而係神睇到我哋屬靈係幾咁貧乏。
He sees how poor you are。
幾咁窮。
And he saves you and he makes you wealthy。
所以神去救我哋，令我哋喺屬靈上面再一次富足。
So as I close to our two applications,
当我想结束的时候，我想讲两个应用。
Turn with me to Luke chapter 4.
我睇睇路加福音第四章。
Verse 18 to 19.
第十八、十九节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. And listen to this. Listen to what Jesus says. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, right? This is Jesus saying this. And he's quoting this from the Old Testament. Because he has anointed me, because God has anointed me to do this, to preach good news to the poor. Who's the poor? In Leviticus. Those that are spiritually bankrupt. Those that are sold into slavery. So he preached to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for who? The prisoners. Who are the prisoners? Those that are slave to sin. And recover of sight for the blind. To release the oppressed. Who are the oppressed? The slaves. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jubilee. Redemption.
路加福音四章嗰度话，主嘅灵在我身上，因为他用高高我。请大家注意以下所圣经所讲，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。贫穷的人是指咩呢？特别在利未记之中，贫穷的人是指咩呢？就是那些在属灵上面极度贫乏破产的，就是叫我们将福音传给这些贫穷的人。差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。哪个得自由呢？哪些是奴仆呢？刚才我们所说的利未记之中，在罪之中成为奴仆的，就是这里所说，就是神叫我们将这个信息，这个救赎的信息去出去，叫那受压的得自由，报告神起悦纳人的希年。
So the first application is this for you.
所以第一样所应用的就是这样。
Those of you who are slave, who are a slave to sin.
我们当中又是罪的奴仆的。
Those of you who are spiritually bankrupt.
我们当中在属灵上面贫乏破产的。
And this is how you know you're a slave to sin.
你是这样可以知道你自己是罪的奴仆。
When you live your life with a complete disregard.
当你生命之中没什么专去重视。
A lack of respect for God's will.
不尊重神的意愿。
You can care less about what God thinks.
你不理神怎样想。
But instead, you're eager to sin.
你却是好喜悦去犯罪。
And you are eager to sin willingly.
你是愿意做罪那边的事情。
If that is you, you are spiritually bankrupt and you are a slave to sin.
如果你是这样的光景，你就是罪的奴仆。
But there is good news.
不过有好的信息。
Jesus fulfills all those requirements of a kinsman redeemer.
耶稣佢正正系符合头先我哋所讲呢个至亲赎回者救赎者嘅四个条件。
And he comes to you today with his message of redemption.
佢今日就嚟到我哋当中，俾我哋呢个信息。
And in this redemption, he not only frees you from being a slave.
喺呢个佢嘅救赎之中，佢唔单将你喺罪嘅奴仆之中救出嚟。
But he makes you spiritually rich beyond all human understanding.
佢更比你喺属灵上面富足到一个地步，系冇人能够想象得到。
And nothing in this world can compare to the richness you have in Jesus Christ.
你嘅富足将会系地上任何嘢加埋都唔能够相比。
And if you want to be redeemed by this kinsman redeemer,
如果你系愿意被呢位赎回者所救赎嘅
，you first need to confess your sins.
你第一样必须嘅就系承认你嘅罪。
And you need to respond by surrendering your will to God.
你必须回应，将你嘅生命系。
How do you respond by surrendering your will? By submitting to God.
你点样将你嘅意愿去交出嚟呢？就系喺神面前去降服。
My fiance, I talk to her about the word submit sometimes.
我对我的未婚妻，我有时会讲我降服。
She gets really mad.
佢啊，好唔高兴。
Because I think it's in our human nature.
因为喺我哋人性之中
，men and women,
男人同女人
，to not want to submit.
佢哋唔想向对方去屈服。
Because we want to do everything we want to do.
因为我们都想做自己想做的事。
Nobody wants to do what somebody else tells you to do.
没人会愿意去做人家叫他怎么做。
And I think if you want to experience this redemption,
如果你都想经历这个的救赎,
you need to one, confess your sins,
你要承认你的罪,
and two, you need to trust God by submitting yourself to God's plan.
第二，你就要相信神咧，将你自己降服于神。
And if you do this, you will experience the spiritual wealth that is uncomparable, unexplainable, nothing can compare to through Jesus Christ.
如果你愿意咁做，你就会经历呢个好大嘅喜乐，亦都唔能够解释嘅呢个冇嘢可以去比较嘅呢个喜乐。
And you guys remember, the spiritual wealth is forgiveness of sins.
就记得就是这个属灵上的富有就是罪得赦免。
Being reconciled back to God.
同神有和好。
Having joy in the spirit.
在属灵上面喜乐。
Having faith.
又对神有个信心。
And all the other spiritual blessings that come from God.
还有其他从神而来的属灵上的祝福。
It is my prayer.That you would receive and respond to the work of your kinsman redeemer.
在祷告上面去回应这位至亲属灵者他的救赎。
Which leads us to our second application.
跟着在我们第二个要讲的应用了。
This idea of restored hope.
就是那个再重新复原有个希望。
I'll use an example. It might be good, it might be bad.
我用一個例子，這個例子可能好或者不是那麼好。
So I apologize in advance.
如果它不是那麼對就不好意思先。
Have you guys ever seen the TV show Extreme Home Makeover?
你有沒有看過那個電視節目是Extreme Home Makeover 改裝這個屋的。
The premise behind that is you take a family that is hopeless,
那個電視節目是關於你拿一個家庭，那個家庭是好像很沒希望的。
And you take this family that is poor,
將這個很貧困的家庭。
And they're barely surviving.
他們只是勉強維持生計的。
And what they do is they come in and they demolish their house and they build them a brand new house.
那這個電視節目的人就會去到他的家，將他們的家就整平，再重新跟他們起過另外一間屋。
And the house is like 10 times bigger.
間屋比以前10倍咁大。
And they put all these brand new gadgets, everything you need.
將佢裏面裝飾啲全新嘅。
Even stuff you don't need, they give it to you.
就算佢哋唔需要嘅嘢，佢嘅電視台都供應埋俾佢哋。
I mean, I remember watching they gave some family like a 65-inch TV.
你睇過一個節目咧，那個電視台竟然俾佢哋一個65寸嘅電視。
They don't need 65 inches。
佢哋都唔需要咁大啊。
But they gave it to them anyway。
不過電視台都俾佢哋。
So they build them a brand new house。
咁佢哋幫佢哋起一個大屋。
And they bring the family back。The family hasn't seen the new house yet。
咁啊，當起嘅時候咧，那個家庭咧就未見過嘅，搬咗去第二度住。咁嗰啲電視台咧帶翻佢哋翻嚟。
And then they block the family's view. They don't let them see the house。
咁啊，帶佢哋差唔多好似蒙眼咁，唔俾佢睇住咁。
And then they reveal to the family this brand new giant house。
咁突然俾佢哋一睇佢哋嘅新屋。
And they start crying and ah。
咁睇到個家庭啊，開始就好感動嘅喊啊咁樣。
And they're jumping up and down, jumping up and down。
喜躍嘅跳來跳去。
And they're running around and high-fiving people。
跑來跑去，大家互相擊掌去慶祝。
And then they run into the house all excited.
好興奮咁喺屋裏面走嚟走去。
The reason why this show works is because what they do is they take a hopeless group of people and they give them hope.
呢個節目之所以成功係因為佢哋將一班冇希望嘅人帶俾佢哋希望。
Everybody loves these kind of stories.
人都係喜歡呢啲咁嘅故事。
Now imagine.Now this is temporary, right? This TV show, it's vain, it's fatal, it's temporary stuff.
这个电视节目只是暂时的。
The point is to show you that in the same way, we who were poor and spiritually bankrupt was given hope, a restored hope.
这个例子是指出当我们是没有希望而嘅時候，我哋俾我哋有希望
，and given us spiritual wealth，
俾我哋喺屬靈上面有富足
，wealth that is far exceeding all of our understanding。
呢個富足係俾我哋能夠想像之中更嘅任何嘢更富足嘅。
And the challenge is this，
對我哋嘅挑戰咧就係
，sometimes we live as though we don't have hope。
我哋有時生活得好似我哋毫無希望咁樣。
God's redemption is a guarantee。
神嘅救赎系肯定嘅。
Your spiritual wealth in Christ is a guarantee。
你属灵上面有富足，系已经应承肯定咗嘅。
You have restored hope。
你嘅信心会被复原。
But why is it that when it's all revealed to us, sometimes we're just like this? We don't do anything。
但系点解我哋有晒头先嘅保证，我都生命上有时都系好似？
Sometimes we walk around with our heads down, sad that wondering if we're forgiven or not.
我哋仍然有时喺生活上面耷低头，好似好唔开心，毫无希望。
But if you belong to Jesus Christ,
不过如果你系属于基督
，if you have been redeemed by Jesus Christ's blood,
如果你已经被耶稣基督嘅宝血所救赎
，you have a restored hope.
你就有一个福。有一個希望，已經復原咗一個希望。
And we need to live our life as followers and believers with restored hope.
我哋就生命就必須活出去有一個有希望嘅一個信徒。
I'm not saying we should go around running around crazy, jumping up and down.
我唔係話我哋應該好似起落到周圍亂咁跳啊咁樣。
Or roll on the floor or anything like that.
或者喺地上打滾啊咁興奮。
All I'm saying is this.
我只是意思是
If we are so wealthy in Jesus, right? Spiritually wealthy in Jesus, why we should share this wealth with the world that is spiritually bankrupt.
如果我们知道我们是他富足的属灵上几富足的我们就应该将这个耶稣给我们的富足去与人分享。
A lot of people in this world are poor, oppressed, and bankrupt.
在地上有很多人他们是贫穷他们被压迫
spiritually bankrupt
他们属灵上面贫穷破产
and we are made wealthy in Jesus
我们却是因耶稣我们有富足
I hope that we as a church go out and share the wealth that we have been given in Jesus Christ
我们就希望我们会出去将我们的富足与其他人去分享
We need to share to them God's work of salvation, His ability to forgive, His ability to redeem willingly.
就应该出去同人分享神佢呢个拯救嘅能力，佢呢个宽恕嘅能力。
So I hope, I really, really hope that you today leave this place with a renewed love for your restored hope.
我真系好希望当大家今日离开呢个教堂嘅时候，我哋带住一个希望，系一个重新复原嘅一个希望去翻出去。
And that you go out there and you share this wealth that you have been given.To those that are poor.
我们出到去将我们这个富足与其他去个贫穷的人去分享。
Let us close in prayer.
我们一起祈祷。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
耶稣，我们多谢你。
For redeeming us.
救赎我们。
Not only do you qualify,to be our Redeemer, but you do this willingly.
不单止你是符合那个救赎者的条件，你更是愿意去这样做。
I pray, O Lord, that you would take those that are spiritually bankrupt, those that are poor, and make them rich.
神啊，我们在这里祈求你将那些属灵贫穷的令他们变为富足。
And that, Lord, we will go forth to this world with the spiritual wealth that you have given us.
祈求我们出去用你所给我们的富足
Loving those that are poor, bankrupt, and oppressed.
去爱那些属灵贫穷被压迫的人
And I pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen. Amen.